Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a 6-minute walk test on patient Walter Doncort, D-O-N-C-O-R-T. This goes to Dr. Newsom on 12/21/23. Mr. Doncort performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulated, urinary saturation was 92%, period. The patient walked 187 meters in 6 minutes and saturation decreased to 86%, period. He was placed on 2 liters of oxygen and stopped at the study at 4 minutes and 42 seconds, period. The paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Thomas Kavanaugh. This goes to Gary Topper. On 12/21/23, Mr. Kavanaugh performed the 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 94%, period. At 1 minute and 45 seconds, the patient's O2 sat dropped to 87% and decreased as low as 84%, period. 2 liters of nasal oxygen was applied, and the saturations improved to 92%, period. Patient walked 313 meters in 6 minutes, period of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Norris. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 12/21/23, Mr. Norris performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study data of 5/11/23, there's been no change, period, to paragraph impression, minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kimberly Fulford, F-U-L-F-O-R-D. This goes to Dr. Schmidt. On 12/21/23, Ms. Fulford performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there's a moderate impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index is greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 9/15/21. There's been no significant change, period, in the paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator, 6-minute walk test on Joan Yaros, Y-A-R-O-S. This goes to Carrie Waters, comma, PA, on 12/21/23. Mrs. Yaros performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 98%, period. The patient ambulated 400 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. The paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wayne Crump. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 12/21/23, Mr. Crump performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/7/23, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Kennedy. This goes to Dr. Tester, T-E-S-T-E-R. On 12/21/23, Mr. Kennedy performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/17/23, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on George Patterson. This goes to Dr. Pogadina. On 12/21/23, Mr. Patterson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, As a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study data 3123, there's been no significant change. Period, new paragraph impressions, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant progression. Period. Thank you.